These neighborhoods around South Federal Boulevard are some of the poorest in the state and have been hit hard by the recession. Work here is scarce, and Ronnie Fellman knows this firsthand. She was laid off from her job as a flight attendant just before she was due to come back from maternity leave. Well, that was a year ago, and she's had no luck finding a new job.
We're getting by in the meantime. We had to move back in with my parents. My husband still works for the city, and we're surviving.
Standing in line to watch the president speak, Fellman said it was a logical choice that he'd pick a predominantly Latino neighborhood for his Colorado stop. Latinos came out in mass, after all, to help the president win the state in 2008.
It's not exactly Cherry Creek, and I think it speaks a lot to the people that middle-class families actually do vote.
Most pundits aren't sure the president will have as easy of a go in Colorado in 2012. Nevertheless, many students at Lincoln High said they were just pleased the president chose their school. Despite having a number of obstacles in front of it, the school has seen boosts lately in student achievement. There are still problems, but Senior Gerald Mestis says schools like his deserve more attention from national politicians.
I think it's a historical moment. Like, not too many people can say the president came to our school. It's like an honor.
President Obama's $447 million American Jobs Act would allocate funding to upgrade and repair schools like Lincoln, which the president said yesterday has science labs and equipment that were last updated in the 1960s. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.